some of us may remember, and others of us may have heard of or know of the late Alfred Hitchcock, the film director who produced movies that were so frightening and scary that viewers were found sitting at the edge of their seat, ready to jump out of them at any moment. Hitchcock skillfully produced such scary flicks using the effects of eerie sounds and sights that seemed to pop out of nowhere. But mostly he did it through characters. Characters who were portrayed as being so emotionally and mentally unbalanced that they were downright frightening. We meet such a person in this morning's gospel from St. Luke, the story of the Gerasene demoniac. Jesus had just come ashore and stepped out of a boat. After a stormy night on the Sea of Galilee, and now here he was face to face with a storm of an altogether different kind. He met a man who was possessed with not just one demon, but many, many demons. Demons may not be part of our regular conversation in this day and age, but they were terribly real and frightening to the people of Jesus' day. Everything from a toothache to a leak in the roof was blamed on a demon of one sort or another. Demons interrupt life. They raise havoc. They disturb us. They pull us away from a more abundant life. This man was so possessed with demons that he was declared to be a bona fide mental case by his family, his friends, and the community. Once upon a time, he knew what compassion and love and hope felt like. But now he didn't even know his own name. And so he called himself Legion, thinking of a Roman legion of 6,000 some soldiers. So many demons that had moved in and taken control of him. Moreover, he was a rather frightening-looking sight. Face smeared with dirt, covered with sores and bruises, wandering around naked, babbling to himself. Think of what Alfred Hitchcock could have done with that script. But as frightening as it may be, there is something in this man's story from which we must not look away. His life had become so weakened by all that possessed him, that he became nothing more than a living corpse, roaming among the tombstones in the local cemetery. His life is completely defined by what possesses him, what controls him, what confines him, what imprisons him, what holds him back from the fullness of life. Does it sound familiar? How often do we choose to define ourselves in terms of our limitations, our failures, our fears, our resentments? Frank Gilroy's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, the subject was Roses, is the story of Timmy Cleary, who just returned home from World War II with all the baggage of war on his shoulders. Soon he finds himself caught in between the marital conflict between his parents, John and Nettie. The pressure starts to build up, and he starts drinking altogether too much. And finally, he can't take it anymore, and he decides to move out. But not before resolving a long-standing issue between him and his stubborn and unfeeling father. Timmy says to his father, "You never said that you love me. And I never said it to you either." "I don't know what you're talking about," his father answered rather abruptly. And Timmy replies, "I say it now. I love you, Pop. I love you." Sometimes the demons in our lives are the unresolved issues, broken relationships and hurt feelings and bitter resentments. And they eat away at who we are. They eat away at our soul and our personality, leaving us less than whole. Or what about all of those phobias and isms of every kind that raise havoc with not only who we are, but in society, just about everywhere we look? Or what about the struggle that goes on in so many of us over how it is that we should live and what it is that we should do with our lives? A part of us says, "Go." And the other part says, "Hell no." We want to do the right thing, but we lack the courage to do it. We want to be more humble, but we're way too proud. We want to be more loving and generous, but we're so afraid of how vulnerable that will make us. The struggle goes on and on and on. And one day we find ourselves all worn out, and we just can't take it anymore. It's a terrible way to live in this world, like a living corpse roaming among the tombstones in the cemetery. And when we are honest about it, we know very well that we cannot free ourselves. St. Luke, the physician that he was, wants us to know that the man in this story found healing. He wants us to know that he found healing in Jesus Christ, who met him where he was, met him in his need, and brought him to healing and to wholeness. He was clothed and in his right mind. We too have been clothed. Clothed with Jesus. Clothed in baptism. Clothed for living in this world. It is said that in the early days of the church, when converts were being baptized into the faith of Christ, they would gather at a river or a lake, and those who were to be baptized would take off their clothes. They would take it all off. All those old clothes that symbolized how they had lived, their fears and their sorrows, their sins and their failures, even their social status or their lack of it, they would take it all off. And then, as naked as the day they were born, they were led into the water for their baptism. And once they had been immersed in the water and came out dripping wet in the grace of God, the church was waiting for them with new clothes, a new, clean, fresh, white robe to let them know in no uncertain terms that they had been clothed with Christ. We have been clothed with Christ. You and I, to live not as sinners, but as forgiven sinners. And there is a mighty big difference between the two. We have been clothed with Christ to live as children of God, remembering who we are and whose we are. We have been clothed with Christ to witness to what God has done, is doing, and promises yet to do in this old world. Do you sense the power of that? The Christ who came to meet us in our need, to reveal to us the heart of a loving and gracious God, and to go all the way to death on a cross for us, has clothed us with himself. And so as you leave liturgy this morning, heading out to life in this sometimes challenging and complex world. Dip your whole hand in the baptismal font and stir it up somewhat. Dip your hand in there and move it around and make the sign of the cross and say to yourself, I am baptized. I am a child of God. St. Paul said so himself. Did you hear it? As many of you as were baptized into Christ Jesus have clothed yourselves with Christ. Amen.